Hey everyone, welcome back. Today we're doing a deep dive into some super interesting research on learning.
Yeah, this is some really fascinating stuff. Lots to unpack here.
For sure. So we're looking at work from Professor Maria Bannert's group at the Technical University of Munich.
They've done some groundbreaking work really focusing on how people learn.
And how to make that learning even better, right?
Exactly. So they're really into things like metacognition.
Oh yeah, metacognition, like thinking about thinking.
Right, and self-regulated learning.
So one of the things that really jumped out at me from these papers was their work on metacognition, and specifically how they're using prompts to kind of encourage students to direct their own metacognitive activities.
Oh yeah, metacognition is so important. Like, it's not just about knowing the stuff, right? It's about knowing how you learn best.
Right, you got it. And what's so cool is that the TUM researchers are finding that these self-directed metacognitive prompts can really make a difference.
Yeah, they can. They found that students who create their own prompts, they actually end up learning more effectively.
So instead of just passively reading a textbook or watching a video.
Right. They're actually thinking about their learning process. They're planning their approach.
They're monitoring their understanding.
They're evaluating their progress.
It's like they're taking ownership of their learning.
Precisely. And that's what leads to deeper understanding.
I was reading about this one study where students designed their own metacognitive prompts before doing a computer-based learning activity.
Oh, yeah. What happened?
Well, they were more systematic in how they approached the task.
Interesting.
They revisited key information more often.
Smart.
And they even remember the material better weeks later.
Wow. So it had a lasting impact.
Exactly. It shows that giving learners the tools to guide their own thinking can really have long-term benefits.
Absolutely. It's all about empowering learners to become more metacognitively aware. And that's key for success in any learning environment. So we've been talking a lot about what's going on in the students' minds, right? But the TOM researchers are also looking at how we can better prepare teachers to support self-regulated learning, especially in a world that's increasingly reliant on digital tools.
Yeah, it's not just about throwing technology into the classroom. It's about giving teachers the skills and knowledge to use it strategically.
Exactly. And they've actually developed training programs for teachers specifically designed to help them promote self-regulated learning and integrate digital media effectively.
Wow, so they're really trying to bridge that gap between research and practice.
They are. And what's really promising is that they're finding these training programs are making a real difference.
That's great. So what are teachers learning in these programs?
Well, one of the key things is how to incorporate explicit strategy instruction into their lesson plans.
You mean actually teaching students how to learn?
Yes. Helping them develop those metacognitive skills, plan their learning, monitor their understanding, evaluate their progress.
It makes sense. If we want students to become self-regulated learners, we need to equip teachers with the right tools and strategies.
Absolutely. Okay, so are you ready to jump into the world of cutting-edge tech? Because Professor Bannert's group also explored how things like artificial intelligence and virtual reality could be used to support SRL.
Now, that is something I want to hear more about. Tell me everything.
Well, one study that really stands out is their work on AI-powered personalized scaffolding in a digital learning environment.
AI-powered scaffolding. That sounds super futuristic. What did that look like?
They created this system that could track student progress in real time.
Okay, so it was keeping an eye on how students were doing.
Right. And then the really cool part, it could actually identify SRL gaps.
Like where a student might be struggling with those self-regulated learning skills.
Exactly. And then, based on those gaps, it would offer personalized prompts and suggestions to help the student get back on track.
Wow, that's like having a personal learning coach built into the system.
It's really exciting to see research that's not just theoretical, but actually has practical applications.
I agree. It's giving us a roadmap for how to design and implement technology in a way that truly enhances learning.
And you know what else is cool?
What's that?
They're looking at virtual reality.
Oh yeah, VR. Everybody's talking about it.
Right. Is it really the future of learning, though?
Yeah, the big question.
Well, TUM actually created a VR experience of the Sistine Chapel to try to figure that out.
Whoa, hold on. You can experience the Sistine Chapel in VR.
You can. And they used it to study learning.
So did they find that VR led to better learning?
It's actually more complicated than that. What they found was that the learning benefits of VR really depended on the person's visuospatial imagery skills.
Visuospatial imagery. So like their ability to create mental pictures.
Exactly. And people who are already good at visualizing things in their minds didn't get as much out of the VR experience.
I guess it's like they were already creating their own VR in their heads.
Yeah, kind of. But for people who struggle with visualization, VR could be a really powerful tool.
It's like it levels the playing field in a way.
In a way, yeah. But it shows that it's not just about the technology itself, right?
It's about how that technology interacts with individual learning styles and abilities.
Exactly. We need to think about personalizing learning experiences and taking into account those individual differences.
One size doesn't fit all.
Definitely not.
What are some of the specific tools and techniques that these TOM researchers are using to get these insights into how learning happens?
So one technique that we've touched on a little bit is think aloud protocols.
Right, where you have students talk out loud while they're working on something.
Exactly. It's like getting a glimpse into their thought processes.
That's super cool. But it's not just about listening to them ramble, right?
You have to analyze those verbalizations to find the patterns and insights.
And that's where things get really interesting, because TOM is using these fancy algorithms to map out those learning processes, like some serious computer science stuff.
Well, it's not quite that complicated, but they are using something called the fuzzy miner.
Fuzzy miner. That sounds kind of cute.
It is a cute name, but it's a powerful tool. It's a process mining algorithm that helps visualize and analyze complex processes.
So they apply this fuzzy miner to the think aloud data.
Yep. And they can actually create visual maps of the learning process.
So you can see how different students are approaching a problem.
Exactly. You can compare their strategies, see where they get stuck. It's amazing.
And I bet they're finding some interesting differences between how high-performing students learn versus those who might be struggling.
Oh, yeah, for sure. They're finding that successful learners tend to be more strategic.
They have a plan.
They analyze the information more carefully.
They monitor their understanding.
They're not just going through the motions, they're actively thinking about what they're doing.
This is all super cool. But I'm also wondering, how does this research actually translate into practice? Like, what can we do with all these insights?
That's the exciting part. This research has huge implications for how we design learning environments, develop educational technologies, train teachers.
We're not just talking about theory here.
Nope, we're talking about real-world
So
solutions.
TUM is really pushing the boundaries of learning science.
They are.
Yeah.
And they're showing us how to use technology in a way that truly helps people learn.
That's what it's all about. It's amazing to see just how much detail they're getting about how learning actually happens in this digital world.
And the technology itself isn't the whole story, right?
Right.
It's the learner, too.
Yeah, their thought processes, individual differences, learning strategies, all that.
They're giving us this incredible roadmap, I
Oh, a
think.
roadmap.
Yeah, for how to actually use technology to help people learn better.
And a big part of that is empowerment.
Totally giving learners the power to take control of their own learning.
Creating learners who are
Active engaged.
and equipped for a world that's always changing.
A world where technology is key.
Lifelong learning.
That's the goal.
It is. So to everyone listening out there,
Think about it.
think about how you learn. What strategies work for you? How do you use tech to learn better?
Good questions.
Really important ones. Well, this has been a fascinating deep dive into the cutting edge of learning science.
It has.
And I hope everyone's learned a lot about what's happening over at TUM.
Such great work.
It really is. Stay curious, everyone. Keep exploring and never stop learning.
Absolutely.